online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal has been named as a home care black spot in Ireland. The cost of buying a home increased by 7.8% in the year to June. Four arrests have been made in Derry today as part of investigations into the serious assault of a man earlier this year. And a former member of Donegal County Council says there needs to be a review of how credit cards are used by council staff after an internal audit outlined routine breaches of spending limits and protocols. These stories in full plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will have all the latest sports news at around 4:15. But first, Donegal has been named as a home care black spot in Ireland. As it stands, there are 341 people on the waiting list in the county. Home and Community Care Ireland is calling on the government to fund 1 million extra home care hours in Donegal as part of Budget 2026. HCCI Policy and Advocacy Lead Jamie Farley says the model that works in Dublin can't be expected to work in Donegal.
So our pre-budget is calling for an extra 1 million home care hours as well as targeted funding for areas with high levels of unmet need, high waiting lists, the home care black spot. So you have to look at Donegal is quite a rural county. It's got a low population density. So what works for Dublin city centre, where home care waiting lists are low, isn't necessarily going to work for, you know, the likes of Inishowen. So the problem is home care is quite a one-size-fits-all model at the moment. We like the Australian model. It's quite simple. If you're working in a remote area, if you're working in the outback, you'll be paid a bit extra to deliver those health and social care services. Another area where Donegal is an outlier nationally is that 90% of home care is delivered by the HSE. And no other county really comes close to that. And I know the narrative that's put around that this is a positive thing. But if you look at the last 5 years, 80% of all new home care hours are being delivered by independent private non-profit providers, not the HSE. The HSE are struggling to add capacity in any meaningful way. And I'd argue that home care is a bit like housing. We need a mix of public, private and voluntary. So I'd ask, would you rather wait for a year for the HSE or get the approved provider right now? That's what that extra funding can do.
The cost of buying a home increased by 7.8% in the year to June. That's the same rate recorded a month earlier. Households paid a median price of €370,000 for a dwelling on the residential property market. The lowest median over the last 12 months was Leitrim, where the median price for a dwelling was €190,000. Donegal had the second lowest at €193,000. Chief Economist with Goodbody Dermot O'Leary says the rate of growth in prices has been consistent for a number of months.
Really, we've seen, you know, high single digit rates of growth for, you know, really nearly the last 12 months. And the other issue here is that this is not just confined to one particular area of the country. It is a nationwide issue, which indicates that what is happening here is demand is remaining strong across the country. And we still have supply shortages, which has been obviously a constant feature in the Irish housing market for the last number of years.
Four arrests have been made in Derry today as part of investigations into the serious assault of a man earlier this year. The incident occurred in Creggan in April, which left the man with injuries to his head, hands and leg. Donal Kavanagh has more.
It was reported that at around 10:15 on the evening of Saturday, April 12th, a number of men wearing balaclavas forced their way into a house in Creva Heights and assaulted a man inside the property. The victim, aged in his 30s, was left with injuries to his leg, head and hands. This morning, four searches were conducted at separate addresses in Creggan, Hazelbank and Ballymacrorty. Four men aged 18, 19, 41 and 44 were arrested on suspicion of a number of offences, including aggravated burglary and grievous bodily harm with intent. A number of items were seized. The PSNI says violence like this leaves deep psychological scars on victims and their families. They're renewing their appeal for information and urging anyone who can assist to contact them on 101.
A former member of Donegal County Council says there needs to be a review of how credit cards are used by council staff after an internal audit outlined routine breaches of spending limits and protocols. The auditor does not accuse any staff of wrongdoing, but the report notes that over €1 million was spent from January to August last year across 276 credit cards, and as of now, €150,000 remains unreconciled for the 2024 financial year. The figures were revealed in a story in today's Inishowen Independent by editor Damien Downs. On today's 9 till noon show, former councillor Nicholas Crossan told Greg Hughes he found it impossible to get a credit card for things like the Christmas lights in Buncrana. He says he was shocked to find out how many cards staff actually hold.
I was trying to understand how Donegal County Council could get, I did genuinely think, about 20, 25 credit cards. But when I'm reading now that there's 270, there's about 120 cards that spend absolutely nothing, up to about 150 cards that spend €165 or less. It cost Donegal County Council €4,500 to get those cards because it's €30 per card. Now, why in under God would you have something that you're not being used and then something the opposing other side that has been overused? It just does not. I think there has to be a full overall look at this approach. This is public money. We need good governance in this year. This is where budget time comes in.
Ishka Éireann is tackling its significant water main burst in North Inishowen. As a result, there may be supply disruptions in Carndonagh, Clonmany, Ballyliffin and surrounding areas. Works are scheduled to take place until 6 o'clock this evening. Going away to college costs an average of €16,000 a year. The analysis by switcher.ie shows it's because of a combination of rising rents and limited accommodation. Alex Rowley has more.
College costs, something that keeps coming back up. Most recently, controversy surrounded the comments from the Higher Education Minister about his intentions to restore the full student contribution fee. But this study now shows how much it really is when you factor in someone who has to move away for college.
The situation is deteriorating year on year.
This is Michael Roach, president of the UCD Students Union, outlining how it affects people going to college.
What you find is that there is students who are often locked out of attending UCD in the first place and universities like UCD. And what happens then to our returning students is it's not that they drop out, it's actually a much more sad story, is they'll actually impoverish themselves to finish their degree.
Dublin does remain the most expensive city to study in Ireland, while Letterkenny and Donegal was the cheapest. Paul Merriman, founder of AskPaul.ie, says people need to plan as early as possible.
If you're someone listening and you have got kids that are heading towards, obviously as early as possible, they're heading to the first year and you have an idea what they're thinking as in first year in secondary school and you think they want to go to college, you start to put a plan in place now, the financial plan, don't leave it to the last minute.
Meanwhile, Leaving Cert results are out this Friday and the next round of college offers are expected next Wednesday.
Ishka Éireann says they're working to restore water supply to homes and businesses in Gorda Hork, Fallcarra and surrounding areas following an interruption to the water supply at Ardsbeg Water Treatment Plant. Water services crews were deployed immediately and the plant is now back in production. However, Ishka Éireann says it will take several hours for the network to refill. Just 48 fines were issued across the country for dog fouling last year. Data collected by Vision Ireland shows no fines were issued at all in 14 of the 31 local authority areas in 2024. That list includes Donegal County Council. Cork County Council issued the most fines for dog fouling at 11, followed by Cavan and Fingal in Dublin, which issued 6 each. Vision Ireland has launched a Clear Our Paths campaign this week to highlight awareness of the everyday obstacles faced by those with vision impairments on footpaths. Bray-based vet Pete Wedderburn says it's very hard to enforce laws around dog fouling.
It's very difficult to get a prosecution because the people who do this, are who get the prosecutions, the litter wardens or dog wardens, they need to actually witness the dog defecating and then they need to see the owner walking away from the dog poop and they need to prove that the person walking away from the dog poop is definitely in charge of the dog. Often the offences, if you like, people letting their dogs poo, it happens early in the morning or in the evening at night when, you know, the regular council workers aren't actually out and about. They're only out and about 9 to 5. So, you know, it's quite easy to see why it's difficult to get these prosecutions.
A new campaign has been launched aimed at students due to receive their Leaving Certificate results this week. It will support young people who are unsure about how to pursue further education or employment. With more, here's Donmarie Doherty.
The Letterkenny Youth Information Centre will provide free confidential information services to help young people explore their options. This includes further education, employment, volunteering and general youth information such as youth talk, rights issues and entitlements. The YIC has partnered up with the Targeted Youth Support Initiative, which is dedicated to helping young people secure pathways to training, education and employment through personalised support and skills development. The TYESI will work directly with young people one-to-one, online or in groups to find what job or career suits them. This happens by creating a skills summary portfolio, building a strong CV and working on interview skills. More information can be found on our website highlandradio.com.
Youth Information Officer Paul Anderson says while many young people have a clear vision of where they are going, others do not.
So we've got a few ways that we can help. We have the Youth Information Centre, which is based in the loft in Donegal Youth Service on the Port Road in Letchkenny, which has a drop-in service. So anyone who has any worries or wants some support or some direction on their leaving certificate and what they're going to do can pop in there. Also in parallel, we're running the Targeted Youth Employability Support Initiative, which is aimed at young people who are not in education, employment or training, people who need some kind of direction and support and a bit of training.
And I suppose too, Paul, for many people, they've got their results, they're not maybe sure what's happening next. Maybe what they need more than anything else is a sounding board that they can talk to, they can bounce ideas off, they can get some perspective. And very often, I'm sure, people will leave those sessions with a much clearer idea in their head of the way forward.
Oh, exactly. And Donegal Youth Service has a number of workers here, not only ourselves, but a number of projects and workers in there who any young person can come into and talk to.
Judgment has been reserved in a court case involving a member of NECAP in London. Liam O'Gohany appeared before Westminster Magistrates Court this morning for the second time, charged with a terror offence. Emily Keegan reports.
It's alleged Liam O'Gohany displayed a flag in support of Hezbollah at one of the band's London gigs last year. He was charged with this terror offence in May and has denied it. This morning he arrived to a crowd of hundreds of supporters as he entered court, where he sat with an Irish language interpreter. During the hearing, the defence said it's sticking to its argument that the charge was brought against him more than 6 months after the alleged event, which would mean this court doesn't have the jurisdiction to hear the case. The defence is calling for the charge to be thrown out. The prosecution, however, claims everything was done in time. The court was adjourned until the 26th of September, when the judge will hand down his ruling. Macara has been remanded on unconditional bail until then. Emily Keegan at Westminster Magistrates Court in London.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We'll be back after the short break.
Ordering your club gear is effortless with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest leading supplier for GAA clubs, at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:15. Mark's here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Kitty. Good evening. We'll begin with soccer. Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers has urged his team to be ruthless in their Champions League playoff first leg this evening. The Celts face Kazakh side Karat Almaty at Parkhead, and Rodgers knows a big first leg lead can be hugely beneficial.
You want to arrive into these games. This is a massive game. There's always that feeling when I was here first, the big games seem to be right at the very beginning, and this is exactly what this is, because this tees you up for the rest of your season.
Celtic captain Callum McGregor says they must treat tonight's opponents with respect. Despite winning their league, Celtic have to go through qualifying due to Scotland finishing outside the top 10 of UEFA's association rankings last season. McGregor says they've got to go and get the job done.
The club is determined to be in the Champions League. That's where the players want to be. That's where the club want to be. So now we have to earn the right. Obviously, the last couple of years we've been straight in, but now we have to earn the right the same way that everyone else has went through the qualification process.
Newcastle say Alexander Isak remains part of the family at St James's Park and will be welcomed back when he's ready. That is despite the striker pushing for a move to Liverpool and posting on social media that his relationship with the club can't continue due to broken promises. Pete Davey of the Newcastle United Supporters Trust says fans are furious with Isak's behaviour.
You know, it might be quicker for the manager and the player, but Newcastle United fans will never, ever forget this quickly, because this is the worst we've ever experienced of a player behaving in this manner. This doesn't just get wiped or swept under the rug at all.
The final of the Letterkenny Community Soccer Festival will take place this evening. Letterkenny Rovers will play Buncrana Hearts at the Community Centre from 7:45. In tennis, British number one Jack Draper says he's desperate to win the new-look US Open mixed doubles, despite being told off by his partner Jessica Pegula for calling the tournament an exhibition. The pair are into the semi-finals, where they'll take on Iga Świątek and Casper Ruud. Draper says he's taken the competition seriously.
I like winning. Like, it's good to win, right?
Yeah, but like, it's not an exhibition. It's like...
No, I know, but like, that's
no,
what, I'm,
know
that's
what
I'm hearing a lot. Like, oh, it's a bit of exhibition. It's a bit of fun. Why am I so locked in? It's like, well, it's a good opportunity to play and like get a lot of points in before next week.
In rowing, triple Olympic medalist Paul O'Donovan won't compete at the World Rowing Championships in Shanghai due to work commitments. The 31-year-old has won 7 gold medals at the World Championships but won't be at next month's competition. In athletics, Dublin runner Brian Fay contests the men's 5,000 metres final at the Diamond League meeting in Switzerland this evening. The 27-year-old will be out on track in Lausanne just before 8 o'clock Irish time. In snooker, 7-time world champion Ronnie O'Sullivan has withdrawn from next week's Wuhan Open for medical reasons. It comes days after losing the Saudi Arabia Masters final to Neil Robertson in Jeddah. O'Sullivan missed a number of tournaments at the start of the year, including the World Grand Prix and the Masters. Finally, entries for Sunday's Donegal Half Marathon are set to exceed 1,300. Sunday sees the 11th staging of the annual event, and race director Brendan McDade has also confirmed that one of Ireland's leading distance runners, John Travers, will also be taking part. Those participating in Sunday's race can collect their numbers at the Aura Leisure Centre between 6 and 7pm on Friday, between 2 and 6pm on Saturday, and between 8 and 8:30am on Sunday morning. Online registrations will close this evening at 11pm, and walk-in entries will be taken on Saturday at the Aura Leisure Centre between 2 and 6pm. That is all your sport for today. We're back with more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. Katie.
Thanks, Mark. Two Milford area councillors are backing a local street food truck on Gamble Square in Remelton. Johnny's Ranch has been served with an enforcement order by Donegal County Council, and a recent incident of alleged criminal damage at the facility is being investigated. Councillor Declan Meehan says this is an important business, which is good for Remelton.
Johnny is a fantastic businessman. He has created something of a culinary destination, and we can see that from various awards that he has won. He has built a really successful business that brings people into the town of Remelton, and something like that needs to be valued and not be put under pressure to move or to cease. And I think that this speaks to a wider issue as well, that we need to be careful of any precedent this might set, because in every town across the county, there are very valued casual traders operating out of vans, whether it is the fish man, whether it's a coffee van, whether it's fish and chips. And we need to ensure that that culture and heritage of food provision across the county is preserved. So I think it's really important that a common sense way forward is found on this case.
Meanwhile, Councillor Pádraig McGarvey has been liaising with planners in Lifford on the case. He believes there needs to be a review of the casual trading bylaws and says situations like this should not be arising.
There's so much uncertainty with the casual trading laws at the minute. I believe Johnny not to be doing anything wrong there. And Remelton is a great part of the community, providing a business and employment. And he provides a great service. I've been talking to the council, and I hope that something positive might come out of this. I don't believe that Johnny's doing anything different to any other towns in the area.
Does this suggest that there needs to be maybe a root and branch review of casual trading bylaws within Donegal, and perhaps get the members and others involved in drafting laws that perhaps are more suitable to the circumstances we're in at the moment?
Yes, well, I think we all believe that the casual trading laws are out of date since COVID. I think casual trading has had an up, and I think that casual trading needs to be looked at. We as members have had a workshop, and we are hoping that we can get stuck into this now after the holiday season.
Gardaí are investigating reports of online fraud around event tickets. Officers believe the scams happened in recent weeks. Victims are being urged to contact the Garda confidential line or any Garda station. Anyone wishing to go to events is being reminded buying tickets from unofficial sellers is risky. Gardaí have asked people never to send money through an app or in advance of making the purchase. The Foyle Street car park in Derry will reopen this weekend. The facility opposite the Guildhall has been closed since major NI waterworks began last year. Tara Duggan has more.
The Foyle Street car park has been closed for a prolonged period to facilitate an extensive upgrade of the area's water and wastewater network. The work saw the replacement of the 100-year-old water network in this part of the city, as well as the installation of a dedicated stormwater pipeline and the completion of over 50 connections to local properties. Now that NI Water has completed the works, Derry City and Strabane District Council says it's back to business as usual from this weekend, and motorists will once again be able to access what is one of Derry City Centre's most popular parking facilities. The council says the closure helped accommodate changes to bus services for the duration of the works and kept public transport running smoothly during the scheme.
And now for the weather. It will be dry this evening with a few sunny spells developing and light or moderate northeast to easterly winds. Staying dry tonight with a mix of cloud or clear spells. Low temperatures will range from 9 to 13 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, Donegal has been named as a home care black spot in Ireland. As it stands, there are 341 people on the waiting list in the county. Home and Community Care Ireland is calling on the government to fund 1 million extra home care hours in Donegal as part of Budget 2026. The cost of buying a home increased by 7.8% in the year to June. That's the same rate recorded a month earlier. Households paid a median price of €370,000 for a dwelling on the residential property market. Four arrests have been made in Derry today as part of investigations into the serious assault of a man earlier this year. The incident occurred in Craigan in April, which left the man with injuries to his head, hands and leg. And a former member of Donegal County Council says there needs to be a review of how credit cards are used by council staff after an internal audit outlined routine breaches of spending limits and protocols. The auditor does not accuse any staff of wrongdoing, but the report notes that over €1 million was spent from January to August last year across 276 credit cards, and as of now €150,000 remains unreconciled for the 2024 financial year. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with the headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, August 20th. The death has occurred of Eddie Patrick McGuinness, Roisin, Tyrone, Killybegs. House strictly private, please, today. Reposing at his residence tomorrow and Friday from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Removal on Saturday morning at 10:30 to St. Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, for 11 o'clock funeral mass with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass will be streamed on MCN.live. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or McBurty Funeral Directors. There will be a one-way traffic system in place during wake hours entering from the Arctic side and exiting through Glenlee. The death has taken place of Thomas James Spratt, 288 Bomney Cottages, Letterkenny, and formerly of Newcastle upon Tyne. Thomas will repose at Letterkenny Funeral Home, Port Road, tomorrow from 6:30 until 9:30. Cremation to follow in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. Any inquiries to Con McDade Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Hugh Francis Shovlin, Ballykilduff, Port New. His remains will repose at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning, St. Connell's Church, Kilclooney, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Rossbeg Downstrands, care of the aged, care of any family member. Hugh Francis's Mass will be streamed live on Shovlin's Funeral Home Facebook page. There will be a one-way system in operation to the wake, with entry at Kilclooney Chapel and exit at Clooney. The death has occurred of Connor Porter, Town Park, Sorfoe. Connor will repose at his late residence until 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Funeral leaving his late residence on Friday morning at 10:30, travelling to St. Union's Church, Rafoe, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass may be viewed online via Kelly's Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Mary's Meals and Bridley Manor Residence Fund, care of any family member or Kelly's Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Mickey McCormick, Glendowen, Churchill. Mickey's remains are reposing at his daughter Amanda Boyce's residence, Cornigullion, Glendowen. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. Funeral from there on Friday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Colm Kills Church, Glendowen, followed by interment in Temple Douglas Cemetery. Shuttle bus from St. Colm Kills Church, Glendowen, in operation on both evenings from 5 o'clock. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. And the death has taken place of John Edward Coyle, Andrehan Bunbeg. His remains are reposing at his home until rosary at 8 o'clock this evening. John's funeral mass will take place tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Mina Weil, followed by interment in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Norty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the church webcam. House private, please, after the rosary tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. There will be a one-way system in operation to the wake house. Enter at the Old Chemist and exit on the Factory Road. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.